Catholic League, Censoring of Parler Worst Assault Ever on Free Speech. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on January 12, 2021. Catholic League President Bill Donahue said Monday that big tech censoring of Parler is the most serious assault on freedom of speech we have ever seen by private companies in American history. Amazon, Google, and Apple are not silencing those who actually promote violence but rather conservative voices in general, Dr. Donahue notes. More generally, the left is attempting to use last Wednesday's riots as an excuse to pillory the 74 million Americans who voted for Donald Trump. Donahue suggests, rather than punishing the actual perpetrators of the violence. They are a true menace to democracy, they are using Trump as a pretext to stifle the free speech of decent Americans, he states. The storming of the Capitol building is also being irresponsibly exploited by those on the left to specifically indict Christians, Donahue observes. The Atlantic described the incident a Christian insurrection while Religion News Service called it the work of Christian nationalists, Donahue writes. Meanwhile, both Patheos and Americans United for Separation of Church and State blame white Christian nationalists for the violence. For its part, the left-wing National Catholic Reporter said that Catholics who ever supported Trump's policies, including Donahue, have blood on their hands, a claim that Donahue calls delirious. Anyone who actually looks at the facts knows that Trump never incited a riot, Donahue argues. Nothing President Trump said last week was in any way an incitement to violence. Indeed, it was protected speech under the First Amendment as laid down by the U.S. Supreme Court. In its rulings on the matter, the court has been clear that those who riot are to blame for their behavior, not the speaker whom they loathe. Citing Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes, Donahue notes that the standard for inciting violence requires that the words used create a clear and present danger that they will bring about the substantive evils that Congress has a right to prevent. What Trump said to his followers last week cannot, by these constitutional standards, be construed as an incitement to violence, Donahue notes. Never once did he call for violence or an invasion of the Capitol. Follow at Williams from